only things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket.
A dollar a day keeps the bill collector away, don't you wish? That was all that it was. Today is Yellow Fruit Day.
We have a banana. Yellow. Bananas are yellow. What color do you think they are?
Sometimes they're green.
Whitish. Yeah, they're
white.
Green sometimes. White. My bananas are white.
Oh, the inside.
Oh, the inside. I'm talking about the
inside. Oh, the outside is yellow? Yeah, okay. I was thinking about that.
So is a banana a yellow fruit or a white fruit then?
Banana is a white fruit. I'm talking about melons. We grew some of the best melons I've ever grown in the garden this year.
Nice, you do.
Yeah.
Some of the nicest I've ever seen, actually.
Yellow.
They're not yellow.
No, they're white. Kind of. Come on. Will you
all right,
stop
move along.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
The yellow melons and also peaches. If I cut the skin off the peach, it's really that nice yellow pulp inside is yummy, yummy, yummy.
So I grilled some peaches a few weeks ago. Oh,
grill them. Mm. Why would you bother?
The grilling is so good. It almost turns them into like creme brulee, like it caramelizes the sugar.
That's my big thing now is grilling fruit.
Why is this fruit is not meant to be grilled?
Sure it is.
No, it's not. You eat it raw. It's much better for you than cooking it. Come on. Will you please? All right, we'll ask Pam Popper and see what she says.
Let me tell you something. Taking some pears and slicing them thinly and putting some cinnamon on them and baking them in the... Oh, my God.
We have Pam Popper, who's from the Wellness Forum. We'll ask her about fruits and whether they ought to be cooked or not. She's coming up after we have some laughter at 10 after, which happens right after this on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love, 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 love.
What are you talking about? Love. Who's going to love what?
Beautiful. You and I are going to love each other.
Okay.
10 past on Good Day. Jennifer, Richie. Okay, so today's laughter, 10 after, supplied by Jennifer, and I'm not sure where she found this, but it's not
important. They're fun, aren't they?
They are very cute about children. Teacher asks to this student, why are you late? Student says, class started before I got here. They argue with that. Teacher says, Maria, go to the map and find North America. Maria says, here it is. Teacher says, correct. Now, class, who discovered America? Class says in unison, Maria! Teacher, John, why are you doing your math multiplication on the floor? John says, you told me to do it without using tables. Teacher says, Glenn, how do you spell crocodile? Glenn says, K-R-O-K-O-D-I-A-L. Teacher says, no, that's wrong. Glenn says, maybe it's wrong, but you're the one who asked me how to spell it. Donald says, what's the chemical formula for water? Donald's answer is H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O. Teacher says, what are you talking about? Donald said, yesterday, you said it's H2O. H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O.
Oh, get it.
Yeah. Teacher says, Winnie, name one important thing we have today that we didn't have 10 years ago. Winnie says, me. Teacher says, Glenn, why do you always get so dirty? Glenn says, well, I'm a lot closer to the ground than you are.
I like that one.
Yeah. Teacher says, Millie, give me a sentence starting with I. Millie says, I is. Teacher says, no, Millie, always say I am. Millie says, all right, I am the ninth letter of the alphabet.
I am,
I am the ninth letter. I get it.
Get it?
George, teacher says, George Washington not only chopped down his father's cherry tree, but he also admitted to it. Louis, do you know why his father didn't punish him? Louis says, because George still had the axe in his hand. Teacher says, Simon, tell me frankly, do you say your prayers before you eat? Simon says, no, sir, I don't have to. My mom is a good cook. Teacher, Clyde, your composition on my dog is exactly the same as your brother's. Did you copy his? Clyde said, no, sir, it's the same dog. All right, Harold, what do you call a person who keeps on talking with people they're no longer interested? Harold's answer, a teacher. Well, past the hour, we meet Pam Popper in a moment here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
All right, 14 after the hour. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, wellnessforum.com. I don't know if you heard us, Pam, talking about various fruits. I was saying this is Yellow Fruit Monday because I've been eating a lot of great melons that came out of my garden, and the yellow ones seem to have the most taste. And I was cutting up some peaches, and we were talking about bananas. And then these two galoots started talking about cooking peaches on the grill, and I thought to myself, what a horrible way to waste. But raw food is supposed to, at least raw fruit and vegetables,
sure,
are supposed to be much better for you than cooked ones. Pam, don't you? Isn't that true?
Well, yes and no. You know, actually, it's interesting. There are some nutrients that are more bioavailable when you cook. For example, tomatoes, the lycopene, is a little more bioavailable in a cooked tomato.
Yeah.
And broccoli, sulforaphane, which is a great cancer.
I knew that about it. I knew sulforaphane. I was thinking about that when I woke up this morning. How can we talk about sulforaphane? Let's get something on the air about sulforaphane.
Because that's what everybody wants to know about.
Everybody wants to know about that.
I mean, broccoli to me always seems like you're just eating grass when it's raw.
I love broccoli.
Oh, no, I love broccoli. You just haven't had it prepared right.
No, I mean, no, I cook it and I love it. When I eat it raw,
you dip it
like,
in some good ranch dressing and it's good.
That doesn't help you. That kills the whole thing. But you're saying broccoli is healthier when you cook it than it is raw?
Well, certain nutrients become more bioavailable.
Certain nutrients.
So what I tell people about this raw versus cooked is that obviously fresh is great, and particularly this time of year, every time of year, there are certain fruits and vegetables that are seasonal that just taste the best.
Yeah.
But if you like them, I tend to prefer, for example, raw cauliflower, cooked broccoli. I like my peaches raw. Somebody else likes them grilled. You know,
you
I
like
tell
peaches
people,
raw?
Peaches.
Oh,
peaches,
I thought you said pizza.
No, peaches. Peaches. Yeah. So, I always tell people, listen, you know, don't stress yourself out about that type of thing. I mean, nobody's in my office sick because they were eating cooked instead of raw peaches. You know,
right.
It's usually because their dietary indiscretions were really horrendous. Yeah. So, focus on the important stuff, which is just eating the fruits and vegetables in the first place.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about, in league with that, when you have people in your office at the Wellness Forum there in Columbus, you look at them and you can probably tell what they've done, but you ask them anyway, sort of as a conference or some sort of interview, and the junk, I was going to say, that's in the supermarkets, not all of it's junk, but the sweeteners, there is a big discussion. People still don't seem to know the difference between raw sugar, refined sugar, aspartame. What's the thing that begins with an S that's supposed to be all natural? Stevia?
Stevia.
So what do you advise people when it comes to, it's like salt. We got to put a little bit of something on foods to make it taste better, it would seem. And when you're having a cup of tea, let's say.
I do the stevia with my tea.
I use stevia with my tea. You know, when it comes to the, we've got like five shows worth of topics here, but when you're looking at these sweeteners, I think that too much attention gets paid to, should I use agave instead of sugar? You know, the types of products that those sweeteners go into, you don't want to be eating every day anyway. And so part of, I think, the misunderstanding is people say things like, I only bake with natural sweeteners. I'm using rapadura or I'm using agave. Yeah, but you see, there's still muffins. There's still cookies, and you can't have them every day.
What is there any benefit to using the dark cane sugar that hasn't been bleached white, or is it still just terrible?
Marginal. And again, I don't take those foods totally away. They're treat foods, but you know, the what happens to a lot of people that frustrates them is they go to a lot of effort to make changes in their diet, and sometimes a lot of expense also, but they focus on the wrong things. In other words, we want to eat peaches, not muffins. It doesn't really matter what you sweeten the muffins with. And you want to, and the salt issue is a different story for a different different day, because I think there's a lot of restriction going on that doesn't need to happen. But when we talk about these sweeteners, the foods that they're in, you basically don't want to have part of the daily fare. Now, I like cookies and I like muffins and I like birthday cake, but
my kind of girl.
What we sweeten them with is not the issue. The issue is they need to be occasional foods.
All right, I'm going to read an email that came from one of my listeners. I thought this was pretty telling, and you'd have probably the most astute comment about this. This lady has a new job, and the company has had in their cafeteria sort of a tradition of people bringing in the snacks. So a lot of donuts been brought in, bagels, that kind of stuff. So this lady, when she went to work, the first time she was supposed to bring in the snacks, she brought in a large bowl of fruit. And this is a company that has well-educated code writers, tech people, that sort of thing. And as they looked at this bowl of fruit, they all started to complain. Where are the donuts? Where are the bagels? And I thought this was pretty interesting that she was trying to bring in something that was good for them. And these are intelligent people, and they don't want good. They want junk.
Well, and this brings up a whole other thing we can talk about sometime at length, and that is the culture in a company that encourages or discourages healthy eating. And a lot of times without, you know, employers are responsible for health care costs in many cases.
And
they're saying, gosh, you know, the health care costs are going up. Our insurance premiums keep going up. Well, having donuts brought in every day definitely contributes to that. And again, you don't want to be the food police, but you can say, look, we're going to provide a supportive environment for people to eat while here. So we're just not going to have M&Ms on the conference room tables, and we're not going to have donuts brought in. If you want to bring things to work, then here's a list of things that we think are appropriate that'll sort of help to keep everybody on track. I know it'd be hard for me. I know a lot about this, and if everybody was bringing that stuff into our office, it'd be hard for me to stay away from it too.
Yeah, it's well, but the thing is to have what you think, I guess maybe the point, at least part of the point here, is that this is an upscale office, upscale community with upscale employees, and we all work hard. Again, everybody has choices to make, and I will have a donut, but I'll also have some
a peach.
Fruit, exactly, to go along with it. And I wouldn't have a donut maybe once a week. Apple, peaches, and pumpkin pie. There it is. From the Wellness Forum in Columbus, check out her website, wellnessforum.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Song, by the way, a basic song David Soul did how many years ago? 30 probably. Remember that song, Richie? You might find a copy of that around. Don't Give Up on Us.
I don't know that I know this.
Kate Bush with Peter Gabriel and Don't Give Up. This is a video and an audio presentation of a philosophy that is, I think, more beautiful and timely than many things that we have attacking our senses today or any day. This is all about love and holding on, being present, being pretty unconditional. How wonderful to hear this and think about what it's all about. So, can you accept yourself for who you are? If you don't like who you are, what are you doing about maybe bringing yourself to the place where you will be what you like? We all are asking ourselves every day, where is all the love? We hear people bickering and fighting and angry about things. And even though we all have our moments, I'm certainly not devoid of my own anger about stuff. But when it gets right down to it, I find that my best side, my sentimental side, which you hear once in a while, is expressed in a way. Like, I'm very enthused. This week, Friday, I go to Vermont for a couple of days because my two children and Tony are going to my sister's wedding. And you know what, Richie? You're going to...
Your sister's daughter's wedding.
My sister's daughter's wedding, yeah. What? My sister's wedding? Yeah.
Sister's
wedding.
Sister's pretty well hooked up.
Rumors get started.
Pretty well, yeah. She said to
That's
me...
That's going
to
be fun.
Well, I wasn't going to go. I was going to, because I worried about doing the program Saturday morning, then I was going to go up. And then I thought to myself, I've been thinking this more lately. Not that it'll change my MO, my basic MO, but the guys on Saturday can do the program okay without me.
Sure.
And I want not to be here on. I don't want to be on the air. I want to go up and be pick the kids up at the airport at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you only get so many of those opportunities.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I want to go and we'll hang around and... And we always, all of us, always really enjoy each other's company. And my sister was so happy because I had told her before I wasn't going to come up on Friday. And I thought to myself, why aren't I going on Friday? I don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure. Go.
Do you drive to Vermont or do you fly?
Yeah, no. I'll drive. Yeah, it'll take me.
Do they fly and drive with you or are they just going to Vermont?
Hours. No, they're just
going
to go right to Burlington. They're taking the red eye. This ought to be good. They're taking the red eye. Megan is amazing. so interested in being frugal. She makes, Tony has her and Brendan, they trust her to make all the arrangements. So Megan makes all the arrangements. And they take the red eye to New York. So they get there at 6. And they take a plane up from New York to Burlington. Gets them there mid-morning or so. And by doing that, they saved about $140 a piece. So, you know, rather than going in the daytime.
Right.
Now, Tony, you know, probably be a little more comfortable. But, you know, sometimes there are fewer people on the overnight. And you can get a little bit
spread
more comfortable.
Spread out
a little bit. Yeah. So, anyway, but that sort of goes with that whole business about loving and understanding what you love and who you love. Take a moment to think about that today, huh? 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, President Obama signed the America Invents Act, changing the country's patent laws for the first time in years. It is, without question, the most anti-small business law ever written and probably will destroy invention in the United States. Pretty improperly named. In other news, AT&T debuted its 4G long-term evolution network in some more major cities, Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, and a few others. It has plans to bring the service to 15 total cities by year's end. Without the T-Mobile merger, it'll be hard for AT&T to catch up to Verizon. Verizon has 4G in 143 cities. And speaking of Verizon, it's beginning to throttle connections of high bandwidth users who've been grandfathered into unlimited 3G data plans. If you're in the top 5% of data-consuming users, expect slower speeds when on heavily trafficked networks. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
For contractors, business comes from bids. And better bids start at the Home Depot, where right now, you can save 15% on special order windows and doors. That means putting great brands and great quality into any job at an even better price. So if you're a pro, get that 15% savings. Then get ready to lower your estimates, be more competitive, and bring on the business. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from One Main Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now One Main Financial. Still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Let's start the week with a new slate, a clean slate, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's new at DougSteffen.com? Well, there's a complete list of all of the winners from last night's Emmys. If you haven't seen them anyplace else, you might want to check that out. From the, here there's a focus on the events of the day, the people of the day, the things that you really kind of want to talk about. No nonsense sometimes, and sometimes lots of nonsense. Story of a New York socialite who's been granted a special form of probation. She was found guilty of stealing two scarves from a boutique store in Greenwich. 38-year-old Beta Bowman placed into the state's accelerated rehab program. Beta Bowman. Under the terms of Ms. Bowman's sentence, she'll have no criminal record if she completes 100 hours of community service, gets counseling, and stays out of trouble. She was charged with stealing a $1,000 scarf and an $11,000 scarf.
Wow.
Okay, this is just when I know I'm white trash. I don't have a $10,000 or an $11,000 scarf.
Yeah. What? I have scarves that cost $10, $8.
Yeah,
$11.
Me too. The $10
have a $10 scarf.
Pasadena.
Oh yeah, I do.
A $1,000 scarf and an $11,000 scarf from Richards of Greenwich.
Wow.
Charged with larceny. $11,000 scarf. She came, by the way.
I don't even think Burberry costs that much.
She was born in Poland. And married somebody who was very wealthy and much older than she is. Wonder how that came about.
Yeah, being a hoarder.
I don't see a picture of her.
She was page 22 in the catalog.
Yeah, exactly. Catalog. Online.
Okay. Listen, one of the themes you'll notice if you're a regular follower of fashion here, we have themes often to our program. And one of the themes today are philosophy of education and whether or not we need to have more and better education after high school. I say we need to be focused on high school first. The administration is saying we want to get 60%, isn't it? Is that the number, something like that? 60% of our students to go to college, and I say why, and so does most everybody else, even though I am a promoter of post-secondary education because of my connection with my alma mater and promoting it. So somebody listening to us sent the following information, Jennifer and Rich. There apparently is a need for geographers, historians, political scientists, and sociologists.
Really?
Yeah. This is, as we look at some of the needs for, and I can understand this because of the multinational way we are all doing business now, not only do you need to know what the business is, but in order to be respected in many of these other countries, you need to know and sort of prove that you know the language and the customs and the sort of sociology of these countries.
Yeah, you have to know who your
South America
audience is.
Right, exactly. South America, especially Asia. Yes, there.
Big one.
Yeah. So this is something that encourages people. If you're going into international, and a lot of people who say, I want to go into business. What do they know about business? But as it gets sort of niched down, international business, again, is one of the great future bright lights. Hang your hat on that if you want to be in business. And so I find it interesting, though, the geography, that sort of thing, not the academic stuff for geographers, although there's a lot more of that going on. You know what's causing interest in that, Richie? What? All of the Google Earth stuff. For some reason or another, one of the ancillary impacts of that has been people looking for jobs in that area. I don't know what jobs would be there. So chartography, I suppose, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you drive around the little Google van and map every single road and house and store.
Right.
And
I think that's one of the things. A lot of the studies that I've seen of job markets and these sorts of things, we don't think about them because they're not sort of top of mind, or you just sort of take it for granted that all this stuff. How do you think that stuff gets into your computer? Well, you think it just shows up miraculously? It comes from the heavens or ethos and just pours in? No, somebody's got to load that stuff. Somebody has to be behind the machine that is loading all of that. And if you look at, I'm looking at a page here now. I happen to be on a new AP poll again, thinking about businesses and possibilities and stuff. This particular focus is on people who want to become millionaires. And whether or not you think you've got a shot at becoming a millionaire. And part of this whole thing is the statements that have been made, and I think they're true. I think we did a study at Heidelberg suggested that the average college graduate, even if he or she doesn't have a direct direction to go in when they get out of school, the fact that they have that degree gives them the ability. Remember, that's the underscore, gives you the ability, whether you take advantage of it or not, remains to be seen. But you could make up to 40% more in your life than those who have high school diplomas. So that becomes the rigor of the conversation. Okay, we're going to have this opportunity to make more money, go to college. But it's not that simple. It's not that easy to get from A to B. Do you know what I'm saying? If you look at... In England,
having a college education and degree doesn't mean you're going to get that 40 grand.
Right.
Right.
You got to figure out where you're going to go with it. It's a long, from dot A to dot B is a long and winding road. What is it, the old expression, is a long way to Tipperary? Well, it is. But you have to, I mean, one of the things that I think is distressing here is that our schools, our high schools, are not teaching enough geography. And so for those who are interested in trying to figure out a plot of course when they're 18, one of the things that makes it seem like 18-year-olds are so young now, you know, we have this sort of conundrum. The younger kids are growing up around all this technology, so they seem to be more mature. You notice that?
Yeah.
Kids seem to, but by the time they get to 18, they start to regress.
Mm-hmm.
They start to fall back again because the stuff that they've learned or they've been exposed to just doesn't have any real substantive value. You can't sell it. So good for you. You know how to do some things with your computer. Everyone knows how to do stuff with a computer. Now, if you're a good hacker, maybe you got a job.
If you go to jail first, then you have a job for life.
Yeah.
With the government,
with
too.
With the government, right.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying about, you know, all of this stuff sort of is a little bit of common sense. Just getting on the bandwagon to send your children off to college, so that you can say, my child is a college at Hermain U. So what? What is your child doing there? What's he or she going to get out? Many people, I'll tell you, the trend we're seeing at Heidelberg is a lot of older people. We have a whole program based on the people that go to work, maybe get partially may have gone to a community college or something. They go to work, and they maybe have worked for 10 years. And they realize now they want to go on and get a master's. I have a friend who's 41, 42, and she's thinking about going back to school to get a master's degree because she now knows what she really wants to do with the next 20 years of her career life. So I think that's one of the things you're going to see.
And then there are people who are career students.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who just love learning, which is cool,
love learning, but don't really know what to do with it once they've learned it.
Yeah, right.
So they go back to school to learn more because that will be the answer to what they really want to do in life is get this degree and then go there.
Yeah. It's not simple. It really isn't.
It's just kind of, it just kind of dings. It's just like one day you're like, wow, this is cool. This is what I want.
Right.
You know, it's so interesting. We just had a batch of interns come through here.
You had good interns this year.
We had very good interns.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. What talented young people we had.
Yeah.
And I watched one or two of them, that light bulb just go off over their head.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting.
That's rewarding, too.
It's a lot of fun. They came in and they were just kind of like, yeah, okay, we're here, radio, blah, blah, blah. And then they start getting into something, one aspect of what we do here, whether it's the video, the radio, the producing, the editing, the writing, whatever it is.
And being around all those charming hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're a nice group.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you just see one of them just really take off. And it's really cool. It's neat.
Yeah, it really is. And there are a lot. I have at the farm store, a young girl, 20, 21 maybe, who worked in the store all summer, very attractive. She's in college, I think second or third year. And she's back and works on the floor in the store on the weekends. And I said, how's school? And she sort of says, oh, it's okay. And I said, well, you don't sound too enthused. She says, I'd rather be here. Now, working in the store, the dairy store, she finds more peace in that than she does.
That's how I felt. I hated going through college.
Yeah, it's just I loved college. I loved school, but
I liked discovering some things that I didn't know I had interest in. So I definitely don't regret it. But always just thrived more.
Well,
in a
here's
work
the
environment.
Thing. Yeah, maybe let's leave the conversation with this thought in mind. The best thing you can say about an education is that it makes you curious. If you have a curious mind when you get out of school and can learn on your own, you'll be A-okay. That's the way I look. I mean, I had my training was in speech and political science, and I guess I've used all of that stuff in part to make a living. But the stuff that I am best at are things that I've picked up on my own. Because I did have an innate sense of curiosity. That's one of the best things that Heidelberg did for me as a testament for those of you who want to apply to a school that'll get you off of the dime. I was curious. Maybe I always was. The people as I grew up around on the farm used to yell at me, not yell at me, but I was always asking who, what, why, huh? And that was because I wanted to know. Mostly I asked what. Sometimes I asked who questions, but mostly it was what or why. Why does this truck work this way? Or why does the cow have, brown spots instead of black spots? That, those sorts of things created in me the interest that I have in life in general and perhaps have made me the quirky sort that I am, Richie. Maybe that's why I am as I am, because I am curious.
Yeah, they broke the mold when they made you, that's for
Thank
sure.
you very much. That's very nice.
Which is a compliment.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Most of the way.
Most of the time. Right. Speaking of compliments, if you would like to be the first father on your block who realizes that now that you've had two or three children, your testosterone level is a little bit low, and those of you who are going to be fathers perhaps have that to look forward to, testosterone makes you a man, supposedly. But there are other things that it does. And if you have low testosterone levels, you're probably not a happy camp. You may not know the problem is that you have low testosterone. If you don't have a lot of energy, if you don't seem particularly happy, if you're getting a little of that extra, here and there, you get a little too much of that. This natural supplement, all natural supplement called Ageless Male, is just what the doctor ordered. You don't even have to go to see the doctor to get this. This is something, one of those all-natural things you try on your own to see if taking Ageless Male helps you by raising your testosterone by 61%. Maintains healthy, normal levels of this thing, which will help you get more energy again. Have a great outlook on life. Yes, 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 and yes. So, Ageless Male, available for a risk-free trial by calling 800-864-4031. be the person you want to be. What's the be all you can be? Isn't that how the expression goes? 800-864-4031. Do not wait another day. Call 800-864-4031. Risk-free trial of ageless male. Lower energy. You're feeling fat. Get rid of it. Burn it off. Ageless male. 800-864-4031.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and are you suffering from midlife crisis? Oh, boy, let's talk about it a little bit more. Midlife crisis. Oh, my gosh. How many people suffer from midlife crisis? How many of us go out and try and find some type of medication to take us out of our illness and to cure us permanently from middle life crisis? It's very easily solvable. Number one, don't call it a crisis. Call it a reward. Because in reality, it is a midlife reward. You've accomplished a lot. Go out and get that sports car. Not because you're in crisis, because you're rewarding yourself. Go out and get that vacation. Not because you're in crisis, because you're rewarding yourself. Always think about things positively, not negatively. That's the reward of life. You've worked hard, and guess what? You have a lot more to look forward to. That's the reward of midlife reward. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
I made a slight reference to this being National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr.
And at DougStephan.com, we have the reason that it is today, September 19th.
Hmm. Why is that?
Well, because this apparently some wife came up with the idea for this, the wife of some these foolish guys, this a radio host named Mark Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Was looking for something foolish. He said nothing happens on September 19th. He was looking at the, you know how the we all
there's
in this
like
business
calendar,
get
yeah.
these calendars of event. There was nothing happening on September. He
but
looks at he starts his radio program.
Okay.
He starts his radio program and there's nothing on the calendar for September 19th. Apparently, it's his wife's birthday or something. So that's why it became. Talk Like a Pirate
it's
Day.
Caught on
it's
pretty
cool,
well.
Whatever
yeah,
it is. I love it.
Yeah.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Perfect.
We've short, reached over, we've built...
51 after.
Yo-ho,
yo-ho. A and embezzle and even hijack. Drink up the hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Chuckle whenever this Barbra Streisand in, no matter what, because Ricky's so predictable. Ricky's so predictable.
There it goes.
So predictable.
Cock and loaded, baby. Ready to blow it away.
Yeah. All right, so the music that we get started, Movie Music. I actually like this song from Funny Girl.
Glad.
Secondhand Rose tops the box office this week. 1968. Chucker. 1968. Whoa!
Barbra Streisand was a hot box office property back then and in the 70s, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and she's that PBS special she does now with all the music from her career is kind of cool.
If you like
I love the I'm a big fan of the Prince of Tides, and I will apologize for
it. I'll get it for you for Christmas, Doug. I'll buy you the Barbra Streisand box set.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, Richie.
I believe it comes with the Best Tunes of Broadway CD also.
Yeah.
Don't
the
order
cool
it
thing
now.
Is you never need sleeping
is that now, yet. Is there something wrong with liking Broadway music? Are you suggesting that people who like Broadway music?
Yeah, no, there's some Broadway music.
Oh, no, you're a big phony.
Smoking Joe's or whatever it is.
Yeah, right. This is, ladies and gentlemen, a product of America today.
That's right.
No class.
That's right.
No.
I'm proud to stand up.
Esoteric, just a beer drinking, woman chasing, cash loving.
Right. What's wrong with
Could
that?
Could you imagine Rich driving along in his Camaro listening to show tunes, though, really?
Yeah,
do you get the visual?
Could you see me running down the nice country road, top down in my 68 Camaro with a 327 in it?
I'll tell you.
What's the secret, Chucker?
I drive down the road listening to the sound of Glee.
Glee? That doesn't surprise me. For some reason.
It just doesn't work. In the
will you please? 55 past the hour. There's a lot of noise here. Can we calm down and get to the matter at hand, which is a Chucker contest? Let's see if you can figure out what this movie is. It's number one movie from this week in 1984, and we have three excerpts from it for the
Lethal Weapon 1.
Swell prize. Swell prize, which will come to you if you've never won on Movie Moments before, will be to identify this movie. Here's the first audio clip.
Ever since our little accident, I have sensed a lot of hostility coming from you.
Well, excuse me!
Ah!
Very good stuff. Chucker, you got it?
I think I know it.
Yeah, Chucker, I didn't ask you.
Give me another quote.
Come on, Chuck.
Next.
Just because my grandfather didn't rape the environment and exploit the workers doesn't make me a peasant. And it's not that he didn't want to rape the environment and exploit the workers. I'm sure he did. It's just that as a barber, he didn't have that much opportunity.
800-510-8255, one of his best efforts. Last clue, Richie.
You call that savoring life?
I love her.
Who's talking about savoring life?
I spent my life in a sick bed. What's your excuse?
You know, it's just like a dead person to say something like that.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right. There we go. Chucker.
I know it.
There's a story at DougStefan.com today about these two guys who were charged with a real-life Weekend at Bernie's crime. They had a friend die, and they rode around with him in the back of the car, and they took his ATM card and cashed out. He died at a strip club, apparently.
That's funny.
Well, I didn't know that was funny, but go ahead to proceed.
These guys, they had gone out on a trip. They took this guy out who was having financial troubles, and over the they just took him for a weekend out, and over the course of the weekend, this guy dies. So they go on a kind of
party foul, by the way.
Yeah, they go to several different places, use this guy's card, and they keep him. The three of them are out, and they kept him his body in the car while they were out using his cards and stuff. And apparently,
he had to start to stink a little, right?
How did they know his PIN number?
I would imagine if they've had a couple of drinks, which he.
I take it they'll do some jail time for the crime.
Right? Apparently, yes. Yeah. Yes. Right. All right, let's see. We're not doing too well at getting an answer for this, Richie, which sort of surprises me. Again, number one movie during this week in 1984. Chucker, what happened to the box office this weekend?
No surprise. Disney's re-release of The Lion King in 3D proved very profitable. Did a very solid $29.3 million in business. This, in my opinion, will open the trend for studios doing re-releases of older movies, which I think is a great idea. I think Universal dropped the ball last year for the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future, where they didn't give it a wide release in theaters. I think it would have did some serious business. Number two was the virus thriller Contagion, 14.4, just a 35% drop off week to week, $44 million 2 weeks to release. The Revenge Thriller Drive did $11 million, okay business. Number three, Ryan Gosling's The Star. The Hell Place, $6.4 million. And Straw Dog, just $5 million.
What's Straw Dog about? What's that about?
The remake of the Dustin Hoffman film from 69.
Why would you do that? Why bother?
Try to pacifist who resorts to violence.
Heavens. All right, nobody's got this. Movie is All of Me. That is in the focus. 59 after on Good Day. Thanks, Chucker.